بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري يسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم فاعلم بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, الحمد لله. We thank Allah عز وجل again and again. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. From his fadl and karam, he allows us to do good deeds. And one of the most beautiful of good deeds is that a person, mashallah, when they are in a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they learn to show patience. And this is one of the most difficult things that a person can do. Is that sometimes it happens in life where we're going through a musibah and we're not sure why the musibah is happening. Right? So it might be because a person might get a musibah, a hardship, because of a certain sin we committed. And you can easily pinpoint it. Like we talked about very famously, the Salaf al-Salihin, the pious predecessors, they committed so little sins in their life, they could pinpoint which one was the mistake that made a difficulty come up. So for example, Abu Hanifa said, this was the thing I did 20 years ago. Now I'm experiencing such a thing, subhanAllah. Other reasons, because maybe we just don't know what it is. Yeah, Allah is doing everything right. And nothing has been shown. There's nothing, there's no damage, nothing, right? It just seems like just a big void has opened up before me. And we don't know why it's happened. And so, in subhanAllah, one of the most important things is that the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one of the greatest of all good deeds is that a person intizarul faraj, that they're waiting for the assistance to come from Allah Ta'ala. It's a great amal to do. A person wants to become a sabir person. They don't realize what the value, like the value of sabr is enormous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innama yuwaffas sabirun ajrahum bighayri hisab. Those who are patient will receive the reward in full, without any measure behind it. The hisab, again, they talk about in different ways. One is that everything in Islam has a calculation. If you pray namaz, you pray salah in the jama'ah, you get 27 times. You do a good deed, you get 10 times. You fast in the month of Ramadan, every fard you do in Ramadan, 70 times, right? These things. The reward for sabr doesn't have a number to it. Allah says, I don't put a number to it because I can't put a number to your difficulty. Another thing about hisab is Allah Ta'ala says, when I give you, I want to give in a way that there's no measure in what I give you. I'm going to continue to pour blessings upon you. Sabr is huge. Allah Azza wa Jalla also says in the Quran, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Allah is with the patient people. SubhanAllah, Allah does ma'iyat. Allah is with you when you are patient. It's unbelievable and it's incredible. Oh, I am mentioning all these things in the beginning because one Nabi, alayhi salam, he emulates all of that in one place. His name is Sayyidina Ayyub, alayhi salam. Ayyub, alayhi salam himself, if you ask him what he did wrong, he did nothing wrong. SubhanAllah, Ayyub alayhi salam was someone who was doing everything right. And not even in terms of, mashallah, people say in terms of his deen. And people say his quote unquote is dunya. There is no dunya here. Allah Ta'ala gave him wealth. Allah gave him family. Allah Ta'ala gave him kids. Allah gave him everything. MashaAllah, he was, alhamdulillah, living very happily. And then one day Allah Ta'ala tested him. And Allah took everything away. Now his children are gone. They passed away. Right, his wife has now, she is struggling to take care of him. The finance is not met anymore. All of his crops and things like that were burnt down. His house has become a little shed, a little shack. And even his little body, his body has become so weak and deteriorated now. It becomes everything, he lost everything in a single moment. Allah tested him. And you might be wondering, oh, is this unfair? Like, subhanAllah, this is what we do, right? We start to blame Allah. Allah, this is unfair. Allah, this is unfair. But this is the thing, right? Who's the abd and who's the mawla? Who's the Rabb and who's the Abd? Who's the Banda? Who's the slave and who's the master? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's master. The same one who gave you, the same one who can take away. You in reality and I in reality, this is the thing about learning sabr, that you recognize and understand you and I have nothing. We never had anything. The one who was giving was only one. And the one who takes is only one. Inna lillahi ma akhad wa lahu ma a'ta. Allah can give and Allah can take. This is what we learn from sabr. So Ayyub alayhi salam, he shows us this in the most remarkable way. He makes such a dua, such an incredible dua that shakes the heavens from such a dua. And it's such an amazing dua. When you listen to it, you'll be like, where's the dua? Right? This is the amazing part. What did he say? Wa Ayyuba iznada rabbahu anni massani ad-dur. Wa Ayyuba, Allah says, and remember Ayyub, it's in Surah Anbiya. And remember Ayyub iznada rabbahu, when he called his Lord, anni massani ad-dur. He said, oh Allah, he said, when he said, I have some difficulty has touched me. He said, وَإِذْنَادَ رَبَّهُ, when he called his Lord, he said, oh Allah, some difficulty has touched me. What happened to him in his life?
He lost his kids. He lost his house. His wife has gone through difficulty. His body has become deteriorated. Say, Allah, I'm feeling this right now. A little bit of difficulty has touched me. Ajeeb, tremendous adab with Allah Ta'ala. Tremendous adab. Say, Anni massani ad-dur wa anta arhamar rahimin. He said, and you are the most merciful of those who have mercy. That's all he said. He didn't say, Allah, help me. Allah, assist me. Allah, I complain to you. Allah, I'm begging you. None of this. He just said, Allah, I've been touched with a little bit of difficulty. And I've seen kind people in life. I've seen merciful people in life. I see tender people in life. But Ya Allah, you're the most tender and the most kind. How could it be that I go through some difficulty and you're there? How could that be? So he didn't even make the dua. What did he say? Allah, I'm leaving it to you that you are Rahman and your sifat is Rahma and you love to show mercy. So Ayyub alayhi salam, what he does is with this tremendous adab. This is the thing. When you learn to ask Allah, you say, like I told you before, I said this multiple times. Say, Ya Kareem, Ya Hayy, Ya Qayyum, Ya Rabbul Alameen, Ya Rahman Rahimin, Ya Allah, you are you. You are you. Give me because you are you. That's all you have to do. Because Allah Ta'ala, you go to a generous person. I tell you, subhanAllah, when you meet people, mashallah, and subhanAllah, we have to learn how to ask people and give adab again, mashallah, Allah forgive us. Even when we talk to ulama or scholars and things like that, we have to learn. There's certain decorum and adab, right? You want to help or you want assistance, then mashallah, say it in that way, right? You go into your doctor's office and you start yelling at the guy, right? And the doctor's looking at you like, who's the patient here? You know, subhanAllah. If you want assistance, then come and say something nice to the guy, right? If you need some sadaqah, for example, right? You go to the guy's door, knock on the door, say, you have to see none of you guys need sadaqah, Allah to bless you all. But like you go, like, you know, you say some nice, beautiful words, right? SubhanAllah, I remember when I was driving in a taxi in Medina, right? And then the brother, subhanAllah, obviously I speak in Fusha, he speaks proper Arabic, and this guy's speaking his broken dialect and stuff. We're working, right? But mashallah, such amazing du'as you make for me. Allah barik feek, Allah ayyidik, ayyu barik, all this stuff, right? And then he starts reading Quran in there, randomly starts reading Quran. His tajweed is so broken and messed up. And he's reading Quran as loud as he can. He doesn't even know which surah he's in. He's making mistakes in the surah he's in. He's mixing 17 Jews with 19 Jews with surah Duha, going to Alam Nashrah. Randomly, he's reading all these different parts. And I'm thinking the whole time, it's like he's just trying to read so I can give him some money a little bit more, right? That's the whole reason, right? The whole thing is that, mashallah, he's like, he sees a guy coming from America. All he wants is a little money. And I see the way he's trying. And the way he's making dua, and he's calling me Anta Wali, Anta Sheikh, Anta Mawla, Anta whatever, whatever, whatever. I'm like, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, man, you make me feel good, man. SubhanAllah, what can I do, right? So I tip him a little bit more. Automatically, he didn't mean to say it. I just have to tip him a little bit more. Right? You learn to be tender and kind with people, then you get a response. So what did you say to Allah then? Allah, you are Mawla. Allah, you're Rahman. Allah, this is your most beloved name, Rahman. Allah, what a beautiful name you have. Allah, you're Rahim. Ya Ghafoor, Ya Aziz. There's a story, just very quickly. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, one time passed by a guy. He was a farmer. He didn't know anything of anything. It's mentioned in the books that this farmer was like, oh Allah, you must be working so hard, Allah. Allah, if I could, I would take off your sandals. Ya Allah, I would massage your feet, Allah. And Ya Allah, I would, you must be working so hard. Your hair must be all over the place, Allah. I would comb it for you, Allah, right? Musa alayhi salam got so mad at the guy. Shirk, bid'ah, haram, everything, right? And then he started scolding the man and yelling at the man. He's like, how dare you say such things? Allah is nothing like makhluk, you know? The man started crying and he started running away. And then Musa was told by Allah that immediately Allah, Musa was talked to Allah. Allah said to Musa, oh Musa, why did you do that? And then Allah says, Musa said, Allah, he described you in incorrect ways, impermissible ways, haram ways, even, right? Everyone would agree. That's haram to say Allah does like such and such. He said, no, he talked to me in the way that he only knew how to talk. You should have went and taught him how to talk properly. Why'd you yell at him? SubhanAllah. Allah said he talked to me the way they only knew, right? Some people go and say, like, they're like, oh Allah, you know, I remember one person came up to me, he's like, I don't like think of Allah that I like Malik. I don't like to think of him as a king. I only think of him as Rahman. And I only talk to him like Rahman. It's okay. Allah that is the way you think of him. But I tell you, Allah is also Malik too. Keep that in mind. But the thing is that's how people talk, right? And Allah that loves that conversation. Wallahi. SubhanAllah, he loves the conversation. So Ayyub alayhi salam, he makes this incredible dua. A little bit of difficulty touched me. And Allah, you're the most merciful of those who have mercy. Allah says, immediately he said that, we answered him immediately. So what did he find? Ayyub alayhi salam, he is told by Allah Ta'ala, oh Ayyub, put your foot, strike your foot on the ground. Urkut bi rijlik, strike your foot on the ground. So then he taps his foot on the ground, and immediately the ground opens up for him, and a beautiful spring is there. And so then he walks into the spring, Ayub alayhis salam. And immediately while he's washing himself, subhanAllah, he's seeing that the sickness that's on his body is being removed. Along while it's being removed, subhanAllah, is turning into golden locusts, right? And locusts again is a delicacy, and yeah, subhanAllah, they're made out of gold, subhanAllah. So Ayub alayhis salam started to grab them out of excitement and joy. And so then he grabs all of them as much as he can. Allah then says, "Oh Ayub, didn't I give you enough?" And then Ayub alayhis salam says, "Allah, how could I have enough of your barakah? How could I have enough of what you can give, Ya Allah?" So immediately after this, brothers in Islam, he goes and tries to find his wife because his wife went outside, and he goes to her, and then she says, "Oh, kind sir, have you seen a man? His name is Ayub. He's around here. I haven't seen him. You know, he's like a very attractive looking man in front of her." And he goes and says, "Oh, honey, I'm Ayub." And she's like, no, that's not a joke. He's been sick for some time. You can't play around." And he's like, no, Allah to restore my health. Along with Allah giving back his health, and alhamdulillah, giving back the relationship with his wife, alhamdulillah, Allah to restore all the money he had. And subhanAllah, the children he had, one narration mentions that the children he had, Allah they gave him double what he had before. Another riwayah says that those children that died, Allah revived them from death as well. Now you might be wondering why. Ya Rab, why is it that Ayyub alayhis salam had to go through such a thing? Why is Allah that made this go through, right? And this is the thing. Allah that says, we gave it to him as a mercy from us, and we gave it as a reminder for everyone who does ibadah after him. That when this is the thing, sometimes Allah that gives us a trial so that way you could become a lesson for other people to learn from. This is the thing. That sometimes I go through sabr to teach people the sabak of sabr. So that way one day when they look at me, they'll say that if I just become patient like so and so, inshallah, I will also have good. The ulama, the awliya, the anbiya, alayhi Muslim, all of them, what did they do, brothers in Islam? They made sabr. And look how Allah then honored them. You and I can make a little bit of sabr. Something happens to us. Ayyub alayhi salam goes through this difficulty, subhanAllah. And look at this, Allah that recorded him in the Quran, made his dua reminded in the Quran. Very short dua. You raise your hand and say, "Allah, anni masani ad-dur, wa anta arhamur rahimin." Allah, I'm going through some hardship. You are the most merciful. How could it be? Plus, may Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. Make this beautiful dua part of our regular lives, inshallah. Grant us afiyah, Ya Rabbal Alameen, from all this musibat that we have, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So, this is Muhammad.